Rabbi Eisenberg, part two, raincoats missing.
Should we give him a telling off? Okay, Moshe, I'll give him a telling off. Everybody sit down. Sit down! Okay, Rabbi Isai. Let's start. I'm not going to start all the way at the beginning again because it's going to take too long to get through the entire thing. Clock over there. Okay, it's still 20 past tonight. So let's get back to the question. The question happens, and this happens quite often. You go somewhere, and everybody throws their coats down, and you come back afterwards, and your coat is missing. And somebody else's coat is there. Let's say you went to Simcha. We'll give different examples. You can go to Simcha. There's no more coats left. Everybody's left the Simcha. You're looking, you're waiting. Your coat is missing. Alternatively, there's still a few people left at the Simcha, but you look at each coat and you see the names on the coats. There's 10 people left at the Simcha. 9 of them are still at the Simcha. One other coat is there that either doesn't have a name or has a name, but the guy's not here anymore. And you're saying to yourself, well, obviously what's happened now is that fellow's taking my coat. And it's plucking outside. It's pouring outside. And you don't want to go out without a coat. You don't come home entirely wet, and you know, you might have even walked from Preston to Broughton Park or vice versa, and now your mamish got a 15-minute walk. By the time you get home, you can wring out your bones at the same time. It's mamish going to be terrible. So the shaila is, are you allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to take somebody else's things, or are you not allowed to take somebody else's things? So, what we mentioned was last time is that there are two nekudas to have in mind over here that are problematic. Number one, we have a halacha called Yushalei Midas, or Shoy Shalei Midas in this case. Shoy Shalei Midas means you're using an item that belongs to somebody else without asking him permission. The halacha is you're not allowed to use somebody else's item without asking him permission. There are certain items which we assume that you're allowed to use anyway. So, for example, you come into shul and you forgot your talis, and somebody else's talis is lying there. So if you know the guy is a fusspot and he doesn't like anybody folding his talis the wrong way or moving his talis in the wrong place, also to use it. If you know the guy is not so particular, allowed to use it. Tefillin is already a lot more complicated. A, tefillin a lot more expensive. B, people already might say to themselves, I don't want you schwitzing into my tefillin. Or, you know, some guy's going to take your tefillin. C, you borrow somebody else's tefillin, they might not fit you right either. You're going to take the tefillin, the guy's going to put in his tefillin, they don't fit him anymore. You took the kesher, you went ahead and you didn't fit right, the shul rosh, somebody else's shul rosh. You're not allowed to move somebody else's shul rosh, you make it smaller, make it bigger. He has it the way he likes it, you're not allowed to do that, and it might not fit you right. So tefillin is a whole different story.
Where was the talis?
Pardon?
Where was it, the person's talis?
Where the other person's talis? So it depends. If the person's talis is inside, if it's inside his cubby, you know, different people have different cubby, in the box, whatever you have. So again, there will depend. If you know that the fellow is makbid, then you cannot take it out of the box. If you don't know the fellow is makbid, then nowadays the assumption is most people are not makbid on talesim, and you are allowed to use it. As I say in Mishnah Berurah, that most people are not makbid on talesim. If you're makbid, you either lock your box or you write there, you know, you know, simcha shalmi, please don't use. Not simcha shalmi, please don't use.
Pardon?
If he's got a dent in his tefillin, he's got to fix it.
No, but what happened to you? That's the
question. Okay, we'll ask the question afterwards. We'll ask the question after. Dent in the tefillin definitely needs fixing. So that was number one. You're not allowed to use somebody else's item without permission unless there's an umdana that the fellow allows you to use it. Number one. Number two, there was a Shulchan Aruch in Chosh Mishpat Simen Kuf Lamed Vav Siv Beis that says Nischal Ukele Beis Hamishta. If you went to Beis HaOvel Beis Hamishta and you swapped around the clothes and you get home and you realize, hey, one second, I took somebody else's coat. That means I left my coat there. So am I allowed to wear his coat now until I go and I swap them back? Halacha says Osur Lishtamish Bo. You're not allowed to use somebody else's things. So now you're in a bit of a pickle, because on the one hand it would seem to be that you have no coat, and somebody else took your coat. On the other hand, but the maisa, you know, you're not allowed to use somebody else's item. And even if you took the item already, you're not allowed to use it once you have it in your house, because it's a balayodai. You took it not realizing that it was a... Pardon?
You said the nomzera. You know the other guy who was taking my coat, he won't mind actually giving it.
Okay, so that's the question. So that now will be the tzad lahatid. That will be the only tzad that we can come up to me matter and to me make on such things. So we'll go slow. We'll go one thing at a time. Yeah. No, you're not the way to bring it back to shul either, because you're using it. You put it, you fold it nicely, you put it in a bag, you bring it back to shul. You're not allowed to use it. Lo yishtamesh bo. Someone else says you're not allowed to use it. We'll see in a minute. Okay. So now, umdana. What about umdana? Says. There's a famous Aruch HaShulchan, and I know we mentioned official Shechter last time. He mentioned this Aruch HaShulchan once when he spoke about the fact that you come inside to a shul. Here we don't have them as much, but in America it's a lot more prevalent because they get a lot of snow over there, and people wear rubbers over their shoes so that the shoes, they shouldn't get snow all over them, or they wear boots. So the Aruch, he brings over here an Aruch HaShulchan. He doesn't quote where the Aruch HaShulchan is, because the minag ha-mekoyim ha-shirah ha-mis'asra ha-nichem ha-min olim ha-elyon, which are called shtivl. Yeah, boots. If you have boots, and on the way out, you swap them. Go ahead and figure out. You know, you come inside, come into a room, and everybody goes to Chveis, they'll go to Sunshine Cleaners or one of the other places, and they buy themselves these little things to cover their boots. They can buy it in one or two places here in Manchester, and they all look the same. They're all the same black plastic. Go find yours. Yeah? Go figure out which one's yours. So what's the umdana over there? The umdana there is, says the Aruch HaShulchan, "Ei makpid madover." Nobody's makpid. Mine look like yours, and yours look like mine. It's all the zelbe zachen weitergegangen, right? Umishtamesh kol echa b'shachaveroi. Achi yisrov yachliv. You know, it's fine. If that's the minig, if the minig is now, you cannot take. If you say, you know, I'll take now, I'll bring back tomorrow, I'll bring back two pairs tomorrow. I didn't bring mine today, so mine are not really part of the whole pile over here. But it started snowing while I was downing. I'm not going to get my feet wet. I'll take somebody else's. Let him be stuck in the snow. He probably has a car. I'm walking. Now you're not allowed to do. But if you have yours in the pile and go figure out which one's yours, is it this one? Is that one? You're going to start looking, turning upside down. There's always one yekka who's really written his name on. They're like everywhere. That's the one pair of boots that nobody else takes. Everybody else, chveis, you take, you don't take. They're all more or less the same size. You take it, can't take somebody else's size. You know, they're going to be left with a size, two sizes too small. You try to get them on, they're not going to get them right. But if it's the same size, so the Aruch HaShulchan says, the umdana is that different people have, everybody's put their things down over there. You don't mind, and if you don't mind, you'll have to switch. Okay? That will be in this instance. That's where you have an umdana. Then, so that's what Rabloy in his Pesach Choshen over here, Dinei Hilchas Halvan Aveda, he says, because this is a very, very Motsudika thing, he mentions this. He brings the Kesev HaKotchim. He says, what happens if you don't find your shoes? So you're in a Beis HaMerchatz, and you didn't find your shoes. Okay? I think there are other things that could be even worse that you don't find, but you didn't find your shoes. Yeah, Baruch Hashem, you found everything else. You're dressed, but you don't have shoes. So what do you have to do? You have to take somebody else's shoes, and you look around, and you say, "Mistoma lokach echad ashaloi," and he left mine. He left his behind. He took my shoes. We all go to Clark's. We all more or less buy the same shoes in that same pile, not the 80-pound shoes, but the 30 or 40-pound shoes. Everybody goes directly. Every kid goes straight in, goes straight for that sale rack. You don't have to buy the expensive shoes over there. Everybody's wearing pockets of the same shoes. Yeah, he owns that. One's a little bit more folded. One's a little bit less folded. One of them already. The shoelaces have ripped, one of them have, but everybody's got the same shoes. So somebody took yours, so you're looking down at the same clock shoes, but you can tell these aren't mine. They look like mine, they're almost like mine, but somebody took mine and left these behind. What's halacha? You're allowed to take them, you're not allowed to take them. And he says, no, you're not allowed to take them. But he says, but doichak, maybe you should say, well, what's he going to do? He's going to walk home without shoes? How can he walk home without shoes? So could maybe be that the first guy is makna the shoes to the second guy. The guy took your shoes, and then he says, hey, one second, took somebody else's shoes, I left my shoes behind, let him use my shoes. Pardon? And that's going to be the problem. The problem is the assumption of him allowing you to use his shoes is all assuming that what? That he figured out that he's wearing your shoes. He could walk around for weeks with your shoes saying, you know, these shoes, they wore really, really well. Yeah. In the meantime, he's taking your new ones. You're stuck with his alte, you know, krechtzigere shoes. You're stuck with them. And he didn't realize. So you can't just make an umdana like that. Yeah. Shari esher shalei yivodah, shechliv en yodel haknois. You can say, if you know the guy knows. So let's say you know who's swamped with you. So you pick up the mobile phone and you call up the fellow and you say to him, Yanko, you took my shoes. Taki, you're right. So you left your shoes behind, all right? I'll wear your shoes, we'll swap them out. When we meet up next time in the mikveh, we'll swap back. Fine, Maseder. No problem. Now Yankel knows, he gave you permission for sure. But to assume that Yankel is going to know, and then to assume that he gives you permission, you know, some people are funny that way. They're wearing your shoes, but I don't like him schwitzing in my shoes. Yeah? you don't want him ruining your shoes. So he says, it's lav dafka. He says, then he wants to say that maybe me stum everybody's makta to everybody else, because that's what they do. We say by Nischalfu Kelim Beis HaMikdash, we don't say. By Beis HaMishta, you swap Kelim and Beis HaMishta, you brought them home. We don't say this umdana that people are just assumed that they're not makbid. Could be, but Mogim Tzai, you can take them. That's where he leaves. But the nice, but that was what it's done him lahatir. But he blives the iser. He says the kesar koshim blives the iser. And even he says, even if you're going to want to be makel on those sadadim, now this doesn't happen very often. But even if you're going to be makel on those sadadim, that's all if it's a similar item. Yeah, but Yenna's got a very expensive pair of shoes. So you come outside, your clock shoes are missing, and there's a pair of 400-pound Ferragamo shoes sitting right next to you. And Yenna took your shoes by mistake, and he's left these very expensive shoes there. Then you're not allowed to swap already. Then you can't, some shoes cost 400, I know, it's my shoe, but that's what it is. Some shoes cost 400 pounds. Yeah.
Pardon? It's
the mamash about them taking yours and leaving his 400 pound shoes there. Yeah? Well, sometimes it's the other way around. He's taking, yeah. Look, if he can afford 400 pound shoes, his wife won't murder him on that either. You know, that's a. But, and you can spend that much money on shoes, it's mishigas. But Lamaisi says that's all if the item is similar. If you have similar items, then you can turn around and you can say, he doesn't mind if I took his item, I don't mind if I take his item. It's the same clock shoes, almost the same clock shoes. Mine got a rounded or a bit square at the front, but it's basically the same thing, 30, 40 pound, 50 pound shoes. You go into the shop and you get the same thing. But Yana's got a 300 pound pair of shoes and you have a 50 pound pair or 20 pound pair of shoes, then you can't assume that Yana is nichale that you're swapping. Because you're walking around in his 300-pound shoes when he took your 20-pound shoes. Now, he made a mistake. But Mokum Tzai, he can't go ahead and he can't be made. That's the first thing that he says. Pardon?
If it's the other way around, the expensive shoes is fair,
and the cheap one there. So there we can't... Again, but that he only mentioned that as a side point. But again, if it's not the same thing, we cannot assume that Dafka, he'll be maskim for you to swap. It's only if it's a similar thing. He buys this anyway. He's just bringing these stodim lahakel. He mentions also with the siddur. You know, siddur sometimes becomes very, very difficult. I remember we went with yeshiva. I went with Mir Yeshiva. We went to different kvarim. Yeah, I was a bochester at the time. It was a summer's man. It was the last day of Ben Azmanim. And then we went with Ben Yomin Atzadik, and he spoke on the bus. It was beautiful. It was a very, very nice trip where you go to the north, you go to the Kibbutz Tzadikim. And I went to Rav Meir Balanes. And I went, I had to use the facilities by Rav Meir Balanes. And I come back and I couldn't find my siddur. I turned out to my friend, I said, you know what? That's it. I give up. Miyash from the siddur forever. I said, what? He says, if I lose a siddur in the cave of Rav Meir Balanes, you never have a chance to find that. You know? He's the one that helps you find everything. If you lose it by Rav Meir Balanes' cave, you never have a chance. Baruch Hashem, I see one of my friends running around with a siddur, so I found it over there. Yeah? You're right, your name in the siddur. Go find another 1,000 siddur in Rav Meir Balanes. You know? I found it. Baruch Hashem, a friend of mine was holding my siddur, but Lamaisa, you know? I felt if you lose a sitter, in a cave of Meir Balanes, it's Mamash Simon that a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to have that one anymore. Pardon?
Was he coined it by you?
No, he wasn't coined. You know, but he didn't want to be coined, he gave it back to me and finished. But Lemaisa, it happens often, many people have similar Sidurim. He brings another case. So you go to shul and you come home and you take a sitter and you look at the sitter and you realize, it's not my sitter. My sitter had the Chves Vayavach David, you know, the page was ripped out. And here Vayavach David, you know, is not ripped out. So I know it's the same Archkol, it's the same Eshkol sitter, whatever sitter you use, but it's not mine. Some sitter, okay, you have a stamp on the front, you can tell whose it is. But if they've not monogrammed the sitter and there's no name or whatever in the front, you might have taken the wrong sitter. So similar question, similar thing that could happen. So he brings Lemaisa. This says, there's a piece of question just to finish off. Said, somebody he sees his clothes are missing based on mechatz, or he's missing his talis in the shul, he is not allowed to take other people's clothing, even though the chashash that somebody took it. And even though he asks around and everybody there says that it's not theirs. So you know now that the owner of these clothes is not here anymore. I know for sure. I've asked around and everybody said this is not their coat. There's 10 people left. I've also asked all 10 people. It's not their coat. My coat is gone. Somebody else left the coat. Even if you know about those, you are not allowed to take. It's a mukach. It's a case of chiluf. Calls man as long as it's possible the Bailim did not figure out yet that you've swamped, you're not allowed to take them because that's nischalfu. That's the same case of chalukel beis hamishter, and you can't assume that Yen is going to give it to you because you can only assume Yen might be willing to give it to you if what? If he knows. But until he figures out, so it's raining outside. The guy might have left the Kiddush 5 minutes ago. He might not be home yet. He might have another three Kiddushim to go to. Who knows where he's going? It's going to take him hours to figure out that it's your coat.
But what song is he under? If he was to know that he's taking my coat.
But until he says we can't use Adumnina, we cannot assume. He says we're not allowed to assume. By the boots, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Rabbi says that. Rabbi says in a sefer. By the shoes, the Aruch HaShulchan says when everybody put them down, that was the Umnina that everybody's swapping around these rubbers for the boots. But by coats, we can say the same thing, and therefore, unless you know that the fellow has figured out that it's missing, and then he was willing to be machnit to you, fine. Well, you don't know 10 hours later. You know, some people wake up the next day. Some people wake up a week later and realize, you know, it could be a Shabbos coat. You know, you went somewhere, you hung up your Shabbos coat, you left it there. By Shabbos Shud, this time you didn't need your coat. And then the next time you put on this coat was next Shabbos. So you don't know till next Shabbos. So how do you know when it's going to be? So he says you cannot take it. Until you know, because man, it's possible that the Bailim don't know, you cannot take it. Ve'afim not lom, and what happens if you took it? You're not allowed to use it. The same way Ken Shizchav Beis HaMikdash, where the Shulchan Aruch says that you're not allowed to use them. However, something where the Bailim will have found out already, Vadai by now, if it's 2-3 weeks later, and by Vadai by now it should be that the Bailim have already figured out the mistake, they must have taken the wrong thing. Pardon? You're right, you don't know. But after a while, the assumption is more likely than not. At one point or another, it becomes more likely than not that the Bailim have figured out. At that point, if the fellow has not come back to swap it back, to take his back and to leave yours, then at that point the umdina is mistama, he's machlipit, he doesn't mind it so much, and then if you're willing to take his and you're mevata and he's mevata, then you would be allowed to take it. But you have to wait until you know for sure that you got up to that point. You cannot assume just because somebody else took my things, I'll take his things. You're not allowed, minastam, allowed to take it. Unless it's something like the Aruch HaShulchan says, so that lahalacha lemaisa, you're not allowed to take it unless you know for sure that the guy has, it's already enough time that the guy's probably figured it out and he's not bothered to come back to swap it. Or if it's something where people are mamish not machbid, like these boots that we mentioned, the rubbers that we mentioned, in such an instance, avada, you would be allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to swap it, because the umdina is that you're never going to bring home the same ones anyway. You know you're going to bring home somebody else is going to bring home yours, and that's for sure okay. Huh? If it depends on the sizes. But if you're right. If it's the same size, could very well be that. But a lot of people write their names inside their shiner coat, and then But yeah, shiner coat would be a similar idea. They're all. Pardon? I wouldn't be so happy. I wouldn't tell you now that you could, as a psak, you could take it. But I can hear that the shiner coat will be similar to the idea of the galoshes that you put them on that nobody's really makbid on their coat. But I would be hesitant to turn around and to say la halacha lemaisa that you will be allowed to take it. I can hear why it should be like that, but I don't know if la halacha lemaisa, I'd be happy to say that. Okay. Hat people are very makbid about. People are very makbid about that. I don't want you sweating in my hat. I don't want you wearing my hat. You know, Yana Schwitz and Zach, you know, people are very makbid about their hats. About a hat, you wouldn't be allowed to take somebody else's hat. Okay, bye.